This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel says an Hamas militant featured in an infamous October 7th video has been killed in an airstrike on Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says it's killed a Hamas militant who appeared in a widely viewed video from October 7th, where he was seen drinking from a bottle of cola in front of two children wounded in a grenade attack that had just killed their father. The military on Tuesday identified the militant as Ahmed Fuzi Wadia, a commander in a Hamas commando battalion and a member of a paragliding unit. It said Wadia flew into the community of native Ha'asara on a paraglider before launching the attack on civilians there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The British government has announced it is suspending some arms exports to Israel over the risk of the weapons being used to break international law. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's government said it's suspending exports of some weapons to Israel. The suspensions were announced by Foreign Secretary David Lammy.
For certain UK arms exports to Israel, there does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy, who has visited Israel twice in the past 2 months as part of Western efforts to push for a ceasefire, said that he is a friend of Israel, but called the violence in Gaza horrifying. I'm Norman Hall.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting Mongolia with no sign that the host country will bow to calls to have him arrested on an international warrant for alleged war crimes stemming from the invasion of Ukraine. The trip is Putin's first to a member country of the International Criminal Court since it issued the warrant about 18 months ago. Ukraine has called on Mongolia to hand Putin over to the court. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic vice presidential candidate and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was involved in an accident with vehicles in the back of his motorcade Monday en route to a campaign event in Wisconsin. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Some vans at the back of a motorcade carrying Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz crashed on the highway while heading from the airport to a campaign stop in Milwaukee Monday. But Walz was unhurt. At least one reporter had an injured arm, others scrapes and bruises, and someone else a bloody nose.
We've spoken with the staff. I'm relieved to say that with a few minor injuries, everybody's going to be okay.
Governor Walz went to the hospital a few hours after the crash to check on those involved and said President Biden and Vice President Harris had called to also check in. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 129 people have died, most of them in a stampede, during an attempted jailbreak in the country's main prison in the capital, Kinshasa. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The minister said some women were raped and 59 other people were injured in the attack. Gunfire inside the overcrowded Makala Central Prison started around midnight on Sunday into Monday morning. There are videos that appear to be from the prison showing bodies lying on the ground and being carried into a vehicle. Makala, Congo's largest penitentiary with a capacity for 1,500 people, holds over 12,000 inmates, most of whom are awaiting trial, according to Amnesty International. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Tensions between Brazil and Elon Musk's business empire ratcheted up further as the country's telecoms regulator threatened to sanction his satellite broadband company Starlink hours after the top court stood behind a controversial decision to ban Musk's social network X from the country. Reuters correspondent Leila Shahrakhshahi reports.
The court ruled it allowed the spread of hate messages and falsehoods about Brazil's electronic voting system that undermined the country's democracy. On Monday, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva told CNN Brazil, quote, "The Brazilian judiciary may have given an important signal that the world is not obliged to put up with Musk's far-right ideology just because he is rich." In response to the judge's earlier move to freeze Starlink's accounts for possible use to pay fines owed by X, Musk threatened reciprocal asset seizures in Brazil, but did not say how. Starlink on Monday again found itself in Brazilian authorities' crosshairs after refusing to comply with an order for all internet providers to block domestic access to X.
That's Reuters correspondent Leila Shahrakhshahi reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.